This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, November 4th, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us is Becca Bacon-Martin, Features Editor from Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And Antoinette and I are whining about the cold.
Don't blame you.
Yesterday was not a good day. Just cold.
Fur. We're little cold radio balls of unhappiness. But we have happy things to talk about. I will warn you, if you don't like theater, this might be a good time to go get a snack and come back in a few minutes, because this is a theater lover's favorite kind of weekend. We've got an off-Broadway hit by a famous architect's son, a Kennedy Center musical for kids, a comedy new to Northwest Arkansas, and the promise of a new chapter in the Chronicles of Pharaoh, Texas.
We'll start with the first one you mentioned, which is a sort of recent addition to the theater
schedule. No, we'll start
with
tonight.
Okay. All right, let's start with tonight then.
We're going to start with tonight, because otherwise we'll get all confused before we get through Sunday.
Okay.
Tonight is a comedy due to Northwest Arkansas audiences, and it sounds very much in the vein of The Nerd and or The Foreigner.
Is it by the same playwright?
No, okay. Different playwright. It's called A Bad Year for Tomatoes. Come to think of it, I'm not really sure why it's called A Bad Year for Tomatoes. But it's about an actress who retires to a place called Beaver Heaven, God help us, Haven, Beaver Haven, to write her autobiography. But the neighbors won't leave her alone. So she invents a crazy sister, sort of like The Foreigner, who becomes the town favorite. Everybody loves her. And when she disappears, everybody assumes that Myra Marlowe murdered her. And so it turns into insanity.
Gotcha.
The show is on stage this weekend and next at Rogers Little Theater, directed by Charlie Riedmuller. And showtimes are 8 o'clock today and Saturday, 2 on Sunday. And then it starts again on Thursday. Tickets are $45 with dinner. Which can be a good or bad thing, because you will just stuff yourself, and then you have to stay awake for the play. $16 for the show, only balcony seat, 631-8988.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning.
Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland. How do you say the name of the theater company, oh, radio person?
I don't know who the theater company is.
It's Theater Toa Truck.
Sure,
it's
there
French
you go.
Canadian.
Okay.
And they say that it's very much in the spirit of Lewis Carroll's story. I'm quoting Beth Goodwin at the Walton Arts Center now. With all the craziness, freedom, playful language, and comic twists of the original. 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at the Walton Arts Center. Tickets start at $8. It's a big Walton Arts Center weekend, because they also have The Importance of Being Earnest.
Yes, I do.
By the Aquila Theater Company. And we've seen them before. We know they're good. 8 o'clock Saturday at the Arts Center in Fayetteville. There's a pre-show chat at 7. And it's one of their 10x10 shows. So tickets are $10, including the pre-show chat. Here's the one I want to see. It's called Knuffle Bunny.
Knuffle Bunny.
Knuffle Bunny?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Did you talk to the actor?
No, we talked to, or Kyle talked to Jody about it.
Right.
Okay. Knuffle Bunny, a cautionary musical. It's a Kennedy Center touring production. I talked to the actor, Paul Edward Hope, who plays the slightly disheveled dad. That's how he's described. Dad takes the toddler, takes the laundry, goes to the laundromat. How hard could it be?
Oh.
Well.
And then mayhem ensues, and Knuffle Bunny gets lost, and the little girl can't talk yet, so there are many tears. And a great song that he said he loves called I Love You, where he's saying, I love you even though I don't understand you. Oh, wait, I'm not going to understand you when you grow up, but I'll love you then, too. And the little girl says her first words, which are Knuffle Bunny.
And this is not at Walton Arts Center. This is at Springdale High School?
At 2 o'clock on Sunday. And there will be shows Monday and Tuesday for schools.
Gotcha.
2 o'clock Sunday at the Pat Walker Theater. Beautiful facility if you've never been in it. Tickets are $10 to $16. And you still get them at 443-5600. And finally, there's the one
now.
That Kyle was in a big hurry to talk about. Have you talked to him?
No.
Okay. The playwright's name is Orrin Softee.
Son of?
Son of Moshe Softee, the architect who designed Crystal Bridges and the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts in Kansas City and a whole ton of other things. And he talked to Kevin Kinder and said he doesn't just go wherever his dad has a building opening and say, hey, I want to do theater. But for some reason, he was attracted to Northwest Arkansas, and he thinks that Crystal Bridges is one of the best things his dad's done. And so he wanted to do a play here. He's a playwright. He started out to be an architect, ended up being a playwright. The name of the play is Private Jokes, Public Spaces.
I just like the title. I don't even know what it's about, but I like the title.
It's played off Broadway.
Yes, it has played off Broadway and in a lot of regional theaters. And it's he was in the master's program in architecture when he fell in love with playwriting. The show is about a young woman who's defending her master's thesis mm-hmm. in architecture. Hmm. And the character is loosely based on Oren Softy's wife, MJ Kang. She'll be here for the show Sunday night at Rogers Little Theater in the company of local actors who will do a staged reading. One show only.
Sunday night.
Somehow working around the set for Bad Tomatoes, because you may remember they've got to show up. Happens at 7:30 at Rogers Little Theater. Tickets are $25 at 631-8988. Then there's two to look forward to.
Okay.
I told you it was a theater lover's weekend. My Fair Lady, a touring production at 7:30 Tuesday at the Alma Performing Arts Center. Again, if you've never been to the Alma Performing Arts Center, you really need to go. Tickets start at $25 at 632-2129. And the other one I promised you, Christmas Bells, B-E-L-L-E-S.
Uh-huh.
It's a sequel to Dearly Beloved, which they did last year at Fort Smith Little Theater. It sounds like Mark Landon Smith meets Tuna, Texas.
Ah.
It's a different series of plays about another quirky town in Texas called Faro, F-A-Y-R-O, and the Futrell sisters, who are having some issues related to the church Christmas pageant. Imagine that. And it ends with Christmas carols, so how can you go wrong? It starts Thursday at Fort Smith Little Theater, and you can find out more at fslt.org.
All this plus Adding Machine at the university.
Coming up.
Yeah.
And there's a ton of other stuff going on this weekend. You really need to go find a copy of What's Up or go online at nwaonline.com, because as we've discussed before, they won't give me the whole show.
Thank you, Becca.
Becca Bacon-Martin is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.